Watcher, it's Mike Wynn. It's the real enjoyment of jazz. Put your arms around me, honey. Dorothy Donegan Live is the title of this Capital LP, and that song was Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. The bassist and drummer are unknown, the location unknown, the date likely to be in the late 50s, maybe 58. It's odd to think that a huge established record company like Capital could put out an LP and yet have no detail of it other than the pianist's name. I've got all the info on this next one, though. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you. That was a different, more bluesy approach to the original Mercy, 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 which you'll remember, of course, from that live recording by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Definite contender for my desert island. This is the Nat Adderley Quintet in December 95. It's getting on for 30 years after the original was recorded. Nat's on cornet, as you'd expect. Incidentally, he also sings on a couple of the tracks, but singing had become a regular feature of his live gigs by this time. Antonio Hart is on alto, Bob Baggard piano, Walter Booker bass, and the great Jimmy Cobb drums. Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Next, Blue and Boogie. On a Japanese M&I label album called Grooving Blues. It's billed as the Junior Mance Trio and Eric Alexander. So, Mance piano, Alexander tenor, with Chip Jackson bass and Idris Mohammed drums. Recorded in New York, December 2001, and yes, it was Dizzy Gillespie's often recorded compo, Blue and Boogie. It's solo piano time. I've always been a big fan of pianist Jessica Williams, and a recent record-buying trip to the west coast of America resulted in several new albums of hers to add to my collection. Well, it was a holiday during which I popped along to the local record stores. I must tell you, completely by accident in San Francisco, on one of my visits to Amoeba Records in Haight Street, it just happened to be the 20th of April, which is the day that Californians now celebrate the legalization of marijuana. Previously, it had been to protest the ban on marijuana. 20,000 Californians all smoking pot in the park, and you could literally see this huge dope cloud above them and taste it. Back to the music. That was Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, Jessica Williams. Next LP has the short but apposite title of Elvin. Thank you. This Riverside LP has the single word on its cover, Elvin, in capitals and with an exclamation mark, plus a black and white close-up photo of the said Elvin. It was, of course, drummer Elvin Jones, his first album as a leader. It was July 61 and Elvin was then in John Coltrane's group. So this was a much-anticipated album release. Given Elvin's later releases, this is surprisingly quiet. Certainly a contrast from his work with Train. We heard Shadowland. It's your very first album as a leader, so who to choose as sideman? Well, make it a family affair first and foremost, and invite your elder brothers, Thad on trumpet and Hank piano, and then a couple of bassites, Frank Wes flute, Frank Foster tenor, plus Art Davis bass. Let's warm up the Hammond B3. The Shadow of Your Smile, recorded April 66 for Prestige Records. So yes, Rudy Van Gelder at the controls. The leader is tenor man Eric Kloss, with three different organ guitar drums lineups. The one we heard was Richard Groove Holmes on the Hammond B3, Gene Edwards guitar and Grady Tate drums. This recording was when Kloss was just 17, by a week. He was still at the Western Pennsylvania School for Blind Children, a school set up and run by his devoted father when he realised that his son Eric was blind. Let's have a big band. No, a very, very, very big band. Thank you. The song title is BDB. One B stands for Basie, one B for Billy, and the D for Duke. This is the Columbia LP from 62 that melded the two greatest big bands of all time into one great marketing man's dream. The Basie and Ellington bands together. I'm not sure we gained anything other than the novelty factor. Some really terrific playing, but we'd have had that from either band on their own. But it is still, and very obviously, wonderful, wonderful big band playing. In stereo, it's Ellington on the right channel, Basie left. The soloists on BDB, and I'm assuming that you've already worked out that the second B, the Billy, is Strayhorn, who wrote this song, with a little input from the Duke. The soloists, the Count and the Duke, a piano duet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Quentin Butter Jackson also trombone, and then more from Basie and Ellington duetting together. 31 musos in all, and in the Basie band were Franks, Wes and Foster and Thad Jones. Let's reduce the size of this next group by 30.
Thank you.
recorded in Seoul, South Korea, quite apt at the Mo, with all the news from the Korean Peninsula. It's April 2017 and a solo piano recital by Fred Hirsch. The resultant album on Palmetto is called Bracket Open Book Bracket, and Fred thanks us for listening with open ears to that, his own compo Plain Song, and it's dedicated to his piano teacher Sophia Rossoff. Let's hear from Red Holloway. And that song was Swifty, also known as Stakos, and it's the only song on this Red Holloway LP not written by Red. The LP is called Hitting the Road Again. Red had been away from recording and touring for some 14 years, as during that time he was running the Parisian Room in LA, and he only rarely appeared on stage himself, this LA 82 recorded LP being his first since 1965. This is on the RH label, RH for Red Holloway. And it's even signed by Red on the actual LP, well, the label in the centre of the LP, rather than the sleeve. Sir Red on tenor, Dwight L. Dickerson piano, Johnny Shuggy Otis guitar, Richard Reed bass, Jerick King drums. This next song is a duet, a pianist I've never heard of before, and a bassist.
Thank you.
recorded in Copenhagen. You're ahead of me already. Yes, the bassist was indeed NHOP. Copenhagen, September 79, and the Accord LP is entitled Tanya Maria et Niels Henning Aarsted Pedersen. I found two Tanya Maria LPs on my recent record hunting expedition. She is Brazilian. She sings, she writes songs, plays piano, is a band leader and an arranger. So huge apologies to her for not having heard of her in the first place. I did shorten that song. I took out the first part, he admitted guiltily. The song was one of Tanya's own compos, Chorino do Marquino. Copenhagen to Amsterdam.
Thank you.
Amsterdam, April 56, at one of those famous midnight concerts. They were all privately recorded by the concert promoter and are only now being released on the Netherlands Jazz Archive label. They are truly wonderful. I'm sure you recognised some of the musos on The Red Door, originally a Zoot Sims compo. Here he's co-credited with the leader of the sextet, Jerry Mulligan. So, Mulligan baritone, Sims tenor, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, John Eardley trumpet, Bill Crow bass and Dave Bailey drums. And yes, I am now running rather low on these Amsterdam concerts. Fingers crossed, there will be more. Here's another new name to me, on brand new vinyl as well. This is a beautifully packaged Sonorama LP from Germany and released towards the end of 2017. The leader is the Swiss pianist Elsie Bianchi. She died in 2016 and these previously unreleased recordings were found in her estate. She only made two albums as a leader and this posthumous one, the first two being back in 62 and 65. I will search for those two now. Well, soonish, not right now. Love her piano playing. Not easy to put a different interpretation on Mercer Ellington's Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Elsie piano here, but the Hammond B3 on some songs. Her husband, Ciro, flits between bass, as here, but also tenor and flute elsewhere. Plus Peter Bruner, drums. Recorded in 68 at the Chateau Fleur-de-Lis, which is, incongruously, in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going out this week with Vibes man Joe Locke. It's his third LP as a leader, oddly recorded in Copenhagen, July 89. This is a short duet, Joe Locke Vibes, Kenny Werner Piano, and it's a Locke original, Heart of Nowhere. I really hope you've enjoyed the show, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.